Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, what exactly is going on? Depending on where you live in the country, you may be seeing sun, or you may be not be seeing sun. And I don't just mean like at nighttime or it's raining. I mean for a prolonged period of time. Now, I've been in Dublin for the last week or so. I do not remember seeing the sun at all. So let's investigate this with Alan from Carlow Weather. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Dave.
Am I wrong? Is this some kind of bias that I have against sunnier parts of the country? Or is it true that the sun's been hiding behind cloud for a long time?
No, the stats do verify the fact that Dublin has seen 0 hours of sunshine in the last 7 days.
0 hours?
Yeah, now that was up until Saturday evening, though. Saturday night was our stats. So I don't know if you saw it yesterday.
No, definitely not yesterday. I was out coaching football yesterday. There was no sun to be seen. So does that happen, or is this a bit of an anomaly?
No, it does happen. It does happen. It's not that unusual. But in the winter, when it's not particularly nice and it's cold, then you kind of look for the sunshine for that little bit of heat or a little bit of light, a little bit of hope.
Yes.
But it's not there. But the people in Belmullet, they did have sunshine.
Now, how much?
They had 19.1 hours of sunshine.
What? Yes. Feckers.
And there's Valencia and Kerry had 11 hours.
So the West Coast is getting blasted by tropical heat. No, they're not. They're getting a bit of sunshine. But 19 hours, 11 hours versus 0 hours, that does seem a bit unfair.
I don't think you'll find too many in the West or the Southwest that will shed a tear for Dublin, though.
No, you're probably right, in fairness. And God knows we had most of our power for most of the time while most of the West were out during the storm. But so, like, is it just that is there geographical reasons why, you know, Dublin would have suffered 0 hours in the last little while, or is it just a set of coincidences?
It's just where the weather system's really, you know, set up and where they end up. And obviously, the other thing was it was particularly cool last week as well because we had an easterly, so you do get more cloud in the east when you get an easterly. So the east was the colder, and the north as well, especially north, east especially, were colder and duller and damper. And unfortunately, there's not exactly a great load of sunshine coming here.
Well, I was about to ask you for some good news, but apparently no, nothing happened this week.
Well, if you want a bit of hope and you want a day to look forward to a bit of sunshine, Thursday afternoon after the heavy rain clears, it's going to be very windy. But Saturday at the moment does look like a sunny day.
Right.
So, yeah. And there's a good bit of wind to come as well this week.
This week? Okay,
so
interesting.
We have windy weather Thursday and Friday, and then the I don't even want to use the word storm because there'll be people listening in now that have PTSD.
Yeah,
but there is a bit of a storm possibly on Sunday. Nothing like we saw with Storm Aeon or nothing like crazy, just another typical winter storm. But it could bring us some very strong winds on Sunday. And I know there's a lot of people heading over to Wales to watch the rugby match on Saturday. So I've had a few people message me already about ferries on Friday and Sunday. So, you might want to skip the breakfast if you're getting a ferry.
Or maybe fork out if you can. Stay over Sunday night and come back maybe Monday or Tuesday or something like that if you can. Okay, well, look, fingers crossed we'll see some sunshine in this capital city of ours. But I'm sure there are other places around the country struggling as well. But 19 hours in Belmullet. I've never been more jealous of Belmullet in my life. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather, thank you so much as always.
Cheers, Dave. Take it easy.
Nice one. See you later.
Dave Moore on Today FM.